Have you ever think about one thing that controls the whole universe, that only that you can unlock a lot, including your success, your improvement of your career, your downfall? All of them are folded in one piece, which is time.
Welcome back, fellas, to our beautiful podcast about self-development and self-improvement. And here's your boy, Freddie Joseph. And today we are cracking down one of the biggest mysteries that everyone is going through right now, which is time management. You know, time management has now become like a word that everyone is talking about, but no action is done through it. So in this podcast, our goal is to make sure that you are able to manage your time and make it productive. Okay, let me start by saying that, you know, life is like a journey that we take a different path, but only one thing that differentiates one path from the other, which is time. You know, somebody can start the journey of life earlier than the other, but unfortunately, the one who started late can win the journey due to time management. You know, they had different time, but due to time management, the one with little time can be able to capitalize on their time. Okay, it was my interest, you know, that one day I will have a time management of my life, but it has become a very difficult thing for people to manage their time. Even me, I was in that position, but through different steps and improvement, I finally be able to capitalize in my time. And I'm here today to share with you, my friends all over the world, that you can capitalize on your time and make it successful. Welcome back, fellas, to our beautiful. It is true that everyone in this world have plenty of time. You know, you have a lot of time to spend. You can sit down yourself and start to imagine how long you use watching television, watching new Netflix movies, going to have times with friends, you know, getting any stuff in your life. You can figure out that you are using a lot of time, and which is not even capitalizing for yourself. But while others have limited time, you know, there are some people having very limited time, but they end up achieving a very, very greatness of their life. You know, many people in their 20s begin by building their careers, you know, going on, gaining some different knowledges and skills that will help them in their way through success. But understanding that few of them who gain the right path in their 20s manage to be successful, you know, as many others who end up in different path, who end up in the wrong path, who end up distracted by the outside world, end up having nothing, having no future, having sometimes less success than others. And all of this is chained in time management. You know, when you have time management in your life, it sometimes happens you are in the wrong path, but due to time management that you have, you'll be able to understand that this path does not make for me successful, because I have put a lot of time in it but does not provide fruit for me, and you'll be able to quit and choose another way. So when you have no time management in your life, you will end up failing to reach your goals and success. And let me talk about, I'll tell you some points that why people end up unsuccessful before we talk about the ways we can manage better our time. Let's focus now why are some people ending up unsuccessful, ending up distracted by the outside world? You know, some people, some facts can be environmental facts or family facts. You know, some people maybe are born in a family that consider them as unsuccessful. You know, maybe you are born in a family that considered as unsuccessful, or your family background is hindering you, or just the family cycle is like preventing you to reach your goals. Some people end up agreeing in that situation and stay down, and finally they realize that they are in the wrong path and nothing changes in their life. But even other people end up in the wrong path due to family advices. You know, some families advise their children, advise their relative in the wrong path without knowing. So when you take the path and you keep it in your life, you'll end up unsuccessful. Anyway, another point is that many people end up unsuccessful is due to education background. You know, you can be, you can have less knowledge in your life. That is the big point that will lead to unsuccessfulness in your life. So because this world now is full of intelligent people, even in the social medias, many people are very, very intelligent. They are able to create contents that can change life of people. So due to that, people who have less knowledge or poor education background, they end up unable to capture the opportunities that are in front of them, that are in front of everybody. So when you don't have a good education background, can be a factor that prevents you from reaching that success, that level you are dreaming for. Now, the other point is why people end up in a distraction or end up in the wrong path is due to short-term desire. Some people may end up in distraction because they have short-term desire. Just picture this as you need to do drop shipping today. Maybe you need to start a Shopify store to run and drop shipping business, because you had your friend or one of your mentors on the internet, on the YouTube, telling you that drop shipping is a good business to do. So you end up taking that idea and keeping it in action. When you hear somebody else saying, oh no, drop shipping is full of shit, man, people nowadays are in copywriting, so you leave the drop shipping business you already started and you turn to copywriting. Those kind of people are a lot nowadays. People who don't have focus, don't have proper time management in their life, they end up in full of distraction, ending up following much desire and the eagerness for quick success than keeping it into work. So when you start today and you start a copywriting business, and finally somebody say, hey my friend, copywriting is not doing something well, and you haven't even get one customer yet, you haven't keep your time, you haven't read even 4 books yet, bro, stop that. You need to stay in that path. Every path is correct. It's just, it needs time to show out its fruits. So this kind of people, most of them end up in unsuccessful minds, end up not able to reach their goals. But the main point of this podcast today was to grab on what way can we have proper time management and have a fundamental of going through different research, different doctors, different successful people, and I've gathered all those information, keeping them together. And today I'm telling you the foundation of time management in your life. But today will be much focused in day wise, because when you will be able to capitalize or to have time management in your day. One day equals can lead to years to decades of fully time management of your life. So sit down, grab your pen, and note all these 5 points that I'm about to share with you, which are going to be very, very, very helpful. Now, the first point is you need to have a to-do list before going to bed. I mean, you need to plan your day before you go to bed. And this has been proven that when you plan your day at night before going to bed, it will impact a very big click to your subconscious mind, which will cause your subconscious mind to start thinking on what way can you be able to accomplish all the tasks that you have arranged for yourself. Now, this to-do list, you need to take it 15 to 20 minutes before going to bed. After having your dinner, you can sit down before laying on the bed and start writing, what are you able to do tomorrow? Or what is your biggest goal on achieving the next day? So, take example, it is Sunday night and you are starting a new week now. You need to figure out what are you going to do on Monday. So when you understand exactly what you're going to do on Monday, even your brain, your body, you'll go to sleep, your body preparing everything ready to go and be able to fulfill those responsibilities and tasks you kept for yourself. Now, the second point, which is together, which align with the first point, is creating clear and simple. Make your goals very clear and simple. You know yourself, you know your timetable. You need now to create goals, to create a list that you are able to accomplish. Remember, this to-do list that you have created, if you make it very complex, it will be difficult for you to accomplish this task. And remember, when you fail to accomplish one task in your to-do list, it triggers a failure mechanism in your subconscious mind, which causes that your body, your brain, your dopamine level to drop, and you will feel less motivated. You will feel unable to move on and complete the other task. So be sure to create a to-do list that is accomplished, that you can accomplish. And your to-do list must be very, very clear so that when you wake up tomorrow, you will be able to accomplish one task after the other. Now, the third fundamental factor in time management in your day is wake up early in the morning. I have a few examples to tell you today. Everybody knows about Apple Tim Cook. Everybody knows about Richard Branson, of Virgin Group. All of these people wake up around 5 a.m., you know, at 3:45. Now, I'll give you an advice. If you are used to wake up maybe at 7 a.m. every day, make sure you wake up at 6 a.m. Reduce the amount you used to wake up by an hour. Maybe you are used to wake up 6 a.m., wake up 5 a.m. This will help you to be able to go through the day. You know, when you wake up early, your brain is fresh. Your brain is ready to tackle your to-do list, is ready to grab every task in your to-do list and make it productive. Because when you wake up late in the morning, you find others ready, others already tackled every opportunity in the day. Then you wake up, you need to wake up before the sun rise. That's the key, bro. You can't just wake up, the sun already rising. That you are killing your day. You are killing your productivity. So this point is very, very sensitive. If you need to be productive of your time, if you need to have successful in your life, you need to make sure you wake up early in the morning. And the fourth point, which I took it from one of my favorite books, is Eat That Frog. And since I read that book, it changed my life. You know, Brian Tracy did a very, very great job writing that book of Eat That Frog. And he focused on understanding your to-do list. And after understanding your to-do list, you pick those difficult tasks in your to-do list. You start with them first. So after you wake up in the morning, the first thing, you eat that frog. And the frog is the thing that is very, very difficult in your to-do list. So you start with the most challenging task of your day. So through that, it will help you to have that winning mentality throughout your day, because the most difficult task will be already accomplished in early in the morning. So by doing that, you will generate an energy, an extra energy throughout the day that will help you to feel very, very much successful and very motivated toward accomplishing other to-do list in your day. Now, I have one final fundamental to tell you today. Before telling this final fundamental fact about time management, I'd like to say, most of you are new in this podcast and you haven't yet know who I am. By the way, I'm Freddie Joseph and I'm a young entrepreneur doing very good nowadays. And you can just look at my YouTube channel where I post a lot of motivating tips, a lot of self-improvement content about how you can change your life for the better. So if you haven't subscribed yet to our podcast, be sure to follow. It means a lot to me, means a lot to the podcast, and it'll help grow the podcast all along. So the final fundamental factor is discipline. Okay, discipline is a very short and clear word. As a person who are looking forward to have time management, there is nothing important than discipline. Remember, you have written your to-do list. You have created your to-do list very simple and accomplished. You can be able to accomplish all those to-do lists. You have woke up early in the morning and you have ate your frog. That's the first day. So when you lack discipline in doing this today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, the next week, the next month, the next year, all these factors will be useless, because only thing that makes a difference in your life, in your career, is discipline. You know, discipline is when you feel like not having much energy to move forward. Discipline comes when you feel, no, I can't do this anymore. Or discipline comes when I'm tired, let me sleep today. There is where discipline comes. And discipline means doing the same thing that you love doing every day, but doing it without getting tired, doing it without excuses, doing it even when your body says, no, I'm not ready, is where discipline become the most important treasure in your time management criteria. Because time management has to be a progressive, has to be something that very, very progressive. It doesn't have to be a weekly program or having to be a monthly program of time management. No, this has to be a lifetime program of time management in your life. So it doesn't matter how much, how effort you keep, you just need to move on. So when you have discipline, through discipline, nothing is impossible. Through discipline is where success arises. One time I had a video saying that one of my favorite athletes of all time is Cristiano Ronaldo because of his ambition, his discipline in what he's doing. So Cristiano Ronaldo always attend the gym. It doesn't matter which day or what condition he is, he must attend the gym. Through discipline, make him the best player of the world. Nowadays, you know, everybody knows about Cristiano Ronaldo, but it's due to discipline. Now, even in your life, even in your career, even in your job, anywhere you can apply discipline and you can apply all these fundamental factors about time management, and I can assure you this will make you very, very successful. And all those 5 points I've gathered from a lot of people worldwide. I've done a ton of research bringing for you these 5 clear factors that will help you encounter best in time management. So as I told you before, if you haven't followed me, you haven't subscribed in my podcast, be sure to subscribe because it means a lot in growing my podcast and will give value to the people every day. You know, it's your boy Freddie Joseph. Till next time, hope I'll see you in the next chapter of self-improvement. So for today, bye.